Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited you being with us today. Hey, Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, ladies and gentlemen. So let's thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you today. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise in your spirit. Yes, yes. Yes, nothing like the word. Nothing like prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you some quick information here. Hey, first of all, the number, the call-in number, 347-843-4559. I highly recommend you tweet that out right now. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, alignable.com. How about this one? Next door. Your next door neighbor can get this as well. Nextdoor.com, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I can guarantee at least one person on the planet needs prayer right now for sure, but there are billions of people that need prayer right now. So we thank God for his mercy and his grace and the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Yes, yes. Praise God for you. Amen, amen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines as well later on. If you have a prayer request or a comment, feel free to hit *1 on your phone, and we'll have that time later on as well. Our scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, comes from Isaiah 53. Scripture for tonight, Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5. And we're going to read the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, in a few seconds. So thank you so much for those that are just joining us right now. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Nothing like the word, folks. Nothing like the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53, I encourage you to read the entire chapter when you get time, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah 53, I'll be reading verses 1 through 5. 53, 1 through 5. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised. He was esteemed not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 1 through 5, 53, 1 through 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Let's receive the healing. Let's receive the word, Isaiah 53, 1 through 5 tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Well, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to open up the line for Bishop at this time. We're going to thank the man of God for being with us tonight. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us on Prayer Time tonight.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. We're grateful to the Lord tonight once again to be in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Tonight we will be praying for those loved ones that may not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We will be praying for their salvation, that they will come to know the Lord. Also, we will be praying for those that are sick with whatever type of disease or illness that you have. We will be praying tonight that God will heal you, because the word of the Lord said he wished that none should perish, but everyone may have eternal life. And we know no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God is able to save them out of that situation. As we pray tonight, we're going to stand in agreement with you as you believe God for your loved ones to be saved and your loved ones to come to know the Lord as their Savior. As we can pray tonight, believe God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even think or ask. The word of the Lord let us know that where one or two touching and agreeing, asking anything in my name, that he would be in the midst. And I believe, God, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even as we pray for those that are sick, I know that God is a healer. I remembered some years ago, I just got a phone call from one of my relatives about a week or two ago, talking with my wife,
And I remember praying with that young man, and he had cancer. And we prayed with him at his home. And a few weeks ago, he called my wife. We hadn't heard from him for a while. He called my wife, and he told him that he remembered us for him, and God healed him from his cancer that he had had. And I know God is no respecter person. And I stand in agreement with you tonight as we pray and as we believe God for the unimpossible. May be impossible with man, but if God is all things are possible. It may be impossible with man, but all things are possible with God. I know God is a God that answers my prayer. The word of the Lord let us know. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And I know that God has not given up on our loved ones. God has not given up on our loved ones of being healed, of being saved, and being delivered. God has not given up. But God wants somebody to stand in the gap and believe him at his word. And I agree with you tonight for that loved one to be healed, that loved one to be saved, and set free, and you will have a testimony that God is the same today and yesterday and forevermore. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as we come to the throne of grace. We come, God, humble before you. We repent of all our sins, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your word. Your word is a consuming fire. Your word is everlasting. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that you have given us the authority that we can call those things to be now as though they already are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that soul being saved tonight. I thank you, God, they will surrender their life to you, and we give you praise for in the name of Jesus, no matter where they are, no matter what condition they in, God, that you are able to deliver them. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. We glorify your name. You watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void. God, we thank you tonight, God. Your word said one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it tonight. We glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your God as you move by your spirit. You pull down every stronghold of the enemy. And cast out every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to your being of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those souls being saved, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are delivering them, God. You bring them back to you. Father God, we even pray for that backslider tonight, God, that you will deliver them, God. They are not at peace in the state of mind they are in until they surrender their lives to you. And Father God, we thank you for protection. We thank you for your angels around them, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. There's power in your blood, in the name of Jesus, the power in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name, Father. We call it so. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. It is so. It is done according to your word. Your word will not return, Lord, but it will accomplish that you please. Father God, we glorify you for it tonight. We praise you, God, for every soul. Father God, we praise you tonight for every soul as they surrender their lives to you, God, as they surrender their lives, no matter where they are. God, in the name of Jesus, you are able to test our hearts. Father God, oh, shit, ah, yes, see, cold, run down, oh, cold. Father God, we pray, God, on the Mose, this time, oh, cold, right out of Mose. Father God, in the thank you, Jesus, we call it so. Lord, your word says, the kingdom of God, some about it, Bible must be taken by force. Father God, we intercede on their behalf tonight. And Father God, we pray for that individual that may have counsel tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you prayed to up in the price on Calvary. When you got up out of the grave with all power in your hand, we thank you tonight. It is already done. Ah, your fuko, run out of the Moshe. God, as you we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the vicar already. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. God, even God, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that family member as you encourage their heart, God, as they hold fast to your word, God. Your word says everything else is going down, but the word of God will stand forever. And Father, we decree and declare your word tonight. Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. There are the Moshe, we pray for that child tonight that has cancer. We pray for that daughter, that man, that individual that have counsel tonight. We pray for that healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, and you restore their body, God, and you restore their blood vessel, God, and you restore, God, their organ, God, in the name of Jesus. Renew it, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father God, no matter what other type of disease they may have, individuals have, we pray for their healing tonight. Father, we pray, God, we pray, God, and we glorify you. We call it so. And Father, we thank you for the testimony, God. Your words are God, we thank you, God. You are no respecter person. You've done it for one, you will do it for another. Father, we take it tonight. We glorify you, and we call it so. Father, we thank God for the prayer warriors. We pray for that man, that individual tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be able to sleep and they will be able to rest, to knowing that that loved one will surrender their lives to you. It may be weeks, it may be months, it may be a year, but God, don't let them leave this world without being saved. God, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for their salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We praise you. The word says, you be lifted up on the earth. You will draw all men unto you. Only you can draw them, God, in the name of Jesus. You, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that individual, for that family. I've given up on a loved one. I pray and I intercede on their behalf. Father God, do the miraculous, God. Do the unexpected, God, in the name of Jesus. When the doctor say no, God, you step in and say, God, you have the last say. And on the name of Jesus, we take it tonight. We praise you, God, as you have sent your medicine angel. God, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that family has not been able to rest for weeks, a month, a day, a year. God, let them be able to rest tonight, knowing that, God, you have all power, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even think or ask. Lord, we put it into your hands. We put them into your hands. We put the situation into your hands. Whether it be a sickness or disease, whether it be a mind sickness, Father, we put it into your hands. And Father, we thank you tonight that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, be glorified. We magnify you. We lift you up. Father, with patience tonight, it is already done according to your word. It has been done in the spirit realm from creation, God. Father, God, every nation of God, in the name of Jesus, that may have an individual that don't know Jesus, an individual that not be able to walk away from God, God, let a return, God, in the name of Jesus, in this life, God, let a return to you. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you cover them under your blood, cover them on the job, cover them in the neighborhood, cover them in the community, cover them as they travel along the highway, cover them as they travel on, God, in the airways, wherever they may be, God. We ask you for protection around them. And Father, we pray for that individual that may be sick, God, tonight. God, they know you are able. We know that you are healer. We know that you are deliverer, oh God. You are God, we sondo kondo sada. Your word says, well, we don't know what to pray for. Spirit man praying. And oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Nosia. We thank you, Jesus, and glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you tonight. And we call it so. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are Sunday, Nosia. Father, we glorify you. We call us so tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the reports already, God. We thank you for the souls that are being saved already, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Those are being healed and delivered. We give you praise and we give you glory. As they stand to their feet and give you glory, God, in the middle of their pain, and say, Lord, I thank you for your healing. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. Even I'm going to no see up on their elevation, whether it be in the home, whether it be in the hospital, whether it be wherever they are, God. We know that you are the same God. There are people no see from the day of God, we thank you tonight and we glorify your name for your goodness and we praise you for your word. Your word is a consuming fire. Oh, God, it burns up everything that's not like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name. We call it so. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. God, you send your word. God, your word heals and delivers and saves. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Much Bishop, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us around the globe, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for our families, praying for our nation, praying for our world. And we thank God for the man of God. At this time, we want to go to Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Doc.
Praise God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Praise God. I'm reminded in the scripture of St. John, the 4th chapter, when Jesus met the woman there at the well. This woman was seeking for something probably more than she even realized within herself. But what did Jesus do? He initiated a conversation. We're talking about loved ones that we are praying that they be saved and they be delivered. We see here in this particular scripture that Jesus initiated a conversation. He asked her, will you give me a drink? Now, Jesus could have ignored her. Jesus could have got his own water out of the well, and he could have kept it moving. And then sometimes in our lives and sometimes even with our family members, praise God, we fail to initiate a conversation that would lead us and open the door so we can minister to them. Praise God. But Jesus took the opportunity. He took the opportunity to initiate this conversation. And he began to say to the woman, look, if you only knew who I was, you would have asked me for living water. But The reality of the matter is Jesus initiated the conversation. Praise God. There are times in our lives, praise God, we cannot continue. I encourage you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't be complacent until we just allow our loved ones, our family members, our friends, or whoever, praise God, to be in our midst. And we don't initiate a conversation through wisdom. Jesus used wisdom to be able to open that door so he could minister to this particular woman. I'm always reminded, praise God, my loved one, a cousin of mine who passed away back in 2020. He spent 70-something years being agnostic. And agnostic means that I believe there's a God somewhere, maybe, but how do we know anything about him? And I always wondered in my spirit, how did he get to that place? Because he wasn't reared that way. He was reared in a Christian home. His mother was a powerful minister and evangelist. Grandmother and great-grandmother, and all of them were spirit-filled believers. How did he get to this? Sometimes, praise God, there are individuals who are bound with intellectual strongholds. Intellectual strongholds. We want to figure God out. We want to analyze God. We want to know more than God. So we have to pray and bind that spirit, praise God, that intellectual stronghold that wants to figure everything out without consulting God. And you got to have an answer to everything. And how could this be with it just doesn't, praise God. We have to pray and believe God that God will tear down that particular stronghold. And 70-something years, but before he left this place, I'm so, before he left this earth, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the Lord. We were able to lead him to the Lord Jesus Christ and to give his life. I would say to him, I said, George, listen, do not leave this earth until you give your life to Jesus. Do not leave this earth. He knew he was getting ready to leave here. He knew, based upon the ailments he had in his body, that his days were very, very few. I began to minister to him and say, look, don't you leave this. Don't you leave this earth. Praise God. Don't you leave this earth. And I think it was a Thursday I ministered to him, and he transitioned, I believe, the very next day or the day after that. And I rejoice. We rejoice. Praise God. It may have been spent 70-something years not knowing God, but it's good to whenever you get to know him, praise God. Whenever that door comes open, praise God, we need to walk in it. Jesus is still Lord, and he's still Savior, and he's still King. We don't want any of our loved ones to be lost. So I encourage you tonight, initiate that conversation. Ask God for divine wisdom. I had to ask the Lord for wisdom to be able to minister to a young man. He was old now. He was 77 years old. That thought he knew more than anybody when it comes to analyzing how could this God be or how could this be. So God had to give me wisdom to be able to break through that intellectual stronghold, that particular barrier. And for some of our loved ones, it may not be an intellectual stronghold. It could be anything. It could be drugs. It could be being hurt and wounded by family members and people that they just feel like, well, you know, if they treat me that way and they say they love the Lord, how can there even be a God? And all sorts of things. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit. Say, God, I don't want to see any of my loved ones lost. God is yet a Savior. He's a deliverer, and he's a healer. So I encourage you to take that opportunity to reach out. Don't pass by. Reach out. Ask God to give you wisdom to initiate the right kind of a conversation that can lead that person to the well of salvation. Ooh, water that they can drink, everlasting water and everlasting life. That's what we're trying to carry the people. That should be our mantle, and that should be our call in this season, is to witness to those that don't know Jesus Christ. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Powerful, ladies and gentlemen. This is why prayer time is so important, ladies and gentlemen. There's two things I hope you picked it up that Bishop and Doc have been sharing with us through prayer and through wisdom, is the fact that souls of men, we're talking about the souls of men and women, are at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do everything we can to bring the word, bring the prayers to the people, ladies and gentlemen. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, I think everybody would agree that everybody's going to leave the planet one day, right? I think everybody, no matter what your religion is or what race you are, I think everybody knows they're not going to be here forever. And the third and last thing is that eternity is forever, ladies and gentlemen. Eternity is forever. And it's nothing like being on the right side of eternity, ladies and gentlemen, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly and have it forever in him and with him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why prayer time is important. This is why it's important to share the gospel as the Lord leads you. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ in your homes, in your neighborhoods. Ask questions, ladies and gentlemen. Engage in people. The Lord will lead you so people can begin. I can tell you, people are hungry. They're hungry for truth. They're hungry for the word, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're excited that Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop bring prayer time and bring wisdom on how to engage with our communities each and every day so they'll have a chance to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. All we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is present the gospel, present the love, present the peace and joy of Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God will bring them home every time, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for bringing the word tonight as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the lines quickly for those who have a comment or prayer request before we give it back over to Bishop tonight. I will mention your last four digits, and you'll be online with Bishop tonight in Jesus' name. Our caller, 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'd like to thank Bishop Crenshaw for the word and Dr. Crenshaw for the words of wisdom. And I would like a prayer of forgiveness for everybody in these times. You never know who's going to be around tomorrow, and the last time could be the last time. So I just pray for love and forgiveness for everybody. I like that prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Bishop, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the only one can touch and change a heart, a mind, and a soul. And Father, we pray as you catch individuals that they will have a forgiving spirit and they will have a forgiving no matter what people have done or doing to them, that they will be able to say, I'm sorry and I'll forgive. Lord, only you are able to change a heart, even a stony heart, even like as the widow woman that went to the judge and he did not even fear God, not man, but she just kept going and he said, I will avenge you. Avenge you. In other words, I will hear you, your cry. If God will hear us as we pray and intercede for those that need forgiveness in their lives and ask other folks to forgive them. And Father, we know as you heal the wound, only one that you can, you're the one that can bring whole healing and forgiveness in their heart. We thank you tonight and we give you praise as you work on them, even in their sleep, as they walk, as they're alone. God, you're able to bring them to that place. And Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, heard all across the land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for this time of your time tonight as well, listening to us. We encourage you to share this out, ladies and gentlemen, because I tell you, there's people in your family, people in your neighborhood, people in your sphere of influence as far as work and business that need to hear the word of the Lord, need to hear a prayer, need to hear the wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, that comes from Bishop and Doc as these times are mandatory that we hear this word, ladies and gentlemen, and hear these prayers. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. And most of all, of course, we thank God for the man and woman of God tonight as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much again for this time. I want you to have a great rest of the evening. I want you to have a great rest of the week as well. And we're just excited about the word of the Lord and then prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Need it all around the world, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a song from Kim Burrell and also let you know that always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you.
want me. For the many ways that you made.
Thank you, Jesus.
And keeping me day by day, I wanna say. The Lord being my full supply.
Thank you,
I'm telling
Jesus,
you,
you've done so much for me.
Can't tell it all. That's how good He is. And when I think of the blessing.
Have a great evening, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.